Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Hey everybody, this is CJ Martis, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, February 24th. I want to welcome all of you out there listening for this edition of my show entitled Angels and Changes. Almost rhymes. Before I begin, I'd like to extend my sincerest gratitude to Mark, who did the new show intro, which is awesome. Isn't he incredible? Great voice, so I'm excited about that. And also to those who've been wondering, I did miss doing the show last week, but my husband and I had a wonderful anniversary, so thank you all very much. Well, as I do every week, I have a short, inspiring story, and this week's angel message, of course, everybody waits for that. Then we'll be discussing the many spiritual shifts in the world and how the angels are helping us during this pivotal time. We're also going to talk a little bit about the conflict we can have sometimes between our human will and the divine will. In other words, what if we meet some human resistance even when we're acting on what I like to call orders from above? So joining me for this important discussion is Valerie Elster. I'm so happy to welcome her to the show because she's and I've been connected for many years. She's such an incredible friend and healer. After that, I'll open the phones like I always do for some special callers. Due to the number of callers, I'm sorry if I can't get to everyone that is trying to get in. So this week's inspiring story is in Rhode Island. There's a couple gentlemen, and they're following an elderly man who's driving down a road. And he suddenly kind of careens off, and he ends up in the river. And before these guys can get to him, I mean, the car's sinking. And so they jump in immediately, and they can't get the car open, and they break the windshield, and, I mean, all these extraneous things. And I think it's wonderful that they save this man, hardly a scratch on him, 9-year-old man. And, you know, I just think it's wonderful that they got him out of the car and were there. And so I always think the angels have a hand in that when we're at the right place at the right time. Okay. And so that's a very short story. So I'm not going to be too wordy with that this week. But let's go ahead and get into this angel message because I'm real excited about having Valerie on. But I don't want to skip this here. So here we go. Dear ones, this week is an excellent time to renew your dedication to yourself and your personal goals. Time may appear to pass more quickly this coming week, so you may need to slow yourself down to stay in the synchronous flow. If you try to keep pace with the push or acceleration of vibrations in the world, then you may find this next week much more difficult. Part of your learning is to acquire the ability to stay more present in the moment. This can be very difficult with the huge influx of higher and divine vibrations that are infusing into the world as you know it. It can be second nature for you to get wound up trying to match the pace of the world around you. But this will only cause you greater anxiety and unease. We ask that you choose an affirmation statement this week, something you wish to positively reinforce within you. This can be anything at all from, I'm a beautiful person, to, I will be more loving to myself today. Look in the mirror while you state your affirmation. Our increasing presence in the world is to help you see your true divine nature and the infinite possibilities within yourself. The angels are a perfect mirror that casts your radiance back to you. So think of this while you're doing this daily practice. It is now increasingly important to balance the energies of giving and receiving in your life. Do you give the same dedication and commitment that you do for your family, friends, coworkers, or charitable contributions to yourself? If your answer is no, please be aware that with more balance in this area, the better you will be able to manifest what you truly want. Over the next year or so, this balance will be crucial to avoid unnecessary negative experiences or even severe health crises. Embrace the divine light within you. Open yourself to receive divine guidance and love. The only person who shuts out this light is you. Your negative beliefs about yourself can create a wall that only reinforces those illusions around you. Learn to be kinder to yourself and open up this week to really receive. Of course, call upon us if you need us this week because we're only a thought away. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Wow, you know, the topics of this week's angel message, especially this, you know, like the health crises or negative experiences. I know a lot of people are going through a lot of emotional things right now. So tune in a couple weeks because we're going to have a show that is only about that, trying to navigate those shifts. So it came to me this evening, actually. That's what I'm going to talk about. Okay, so without further ado, I would like to welcome Valerie Elster to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. Hi, CJ. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
I'm so happy you could join me because the topic this week of the show, you know, you and I have had some discussion about these things already. And so and a lot of times I'm interviewing, but I really kind of look at this as more of a discussion between a couple friends here that everybody can listen in on. So, you know, but and you know, the first thing I really want to get your perspective on, you know, with so many changes in the world at a spiritual level for all of us, I mean, this has been going on and getting more and more rapid as we go. The amount that we've really heard about angels, guides, ascended masters being involved in the everyday lives of the average person seems to have increased 100-fold, you know. So what's your perspective on what's kind of going on with this shift and how the angels are contributing to it?
Well, I think that first of all, I have noticed an increase in the number and also the type of angels and guides and masters that have come in. So I myself have noticed just in the last, I would say, 6 to 8 weeks, an exponential shift in who's coming in, what kind of information I'm getting. You know, and that for me has definitely heralded this is a very important year for everyone, and I think that that is something that we've talked about. Go ahead.
Sorry, everybody. We're colliding here because we both love to talk. I know that. But what I was going to say before that, you know, especially like you said, in your own insights over this next year, so you think this is really what's happening right now with all of these beings around helping us is really kind of the time that we're in as human beings?
Yes. Yes, for sure. I think that when there is a big shift in the universe, that the angels and other beings are more involved in every day. They're just more available because as big energetic shifts happen, they create chaos. And you mentioned earlier about the emotional part. And I think what's happening is a lot of people who might be on the, you know, somewhat conscious, maybe they're aware but not quite sure of what's going on, they're actually, their intuition or their insight is now increasing. So I think there is a lot of chaotic situations going on right now, not only in the world, but also within each individual.
Right. And, you know, what you and I kind of experienced firsthand, because we have a lot of angels, you know, instructing us to do these different things. It's almost kind of like being put on mission, right? And so, you know, it's kind of like being an angel boot camp. So we're in angel boot camp, you know. And I think that it's good to distinguish between, you know, that these angels and masters are always available to us. But they actually sort of have their own little plan in the midst of, you know, it's like they're all working together, right? So this is a very, you know, unique time, I think, for all of us.
You know, I think we're co-creating. I had some insight a few weeks ago because I have received so many messages and, you know, most of which I'm very much willing to follow. But there have been some difficult ones that have come through. And I think it's really a matter of understanding that we are co-creating this process. I'm a co-creator in everything that I am doing. And so I think I had this insight was key because I felt like you said, taking orders, you know. You want me to do what? You know, it's one of those things. But I really had the understanding shortly thereafter that I am co-creating this. I have asked for this on some level, and I may not understand exactly what that is, but trusting in what's coming through I think is so important.
Right, and I do think that what we're learning to do also, you know, trusting ourselves, but of course sort of trusting that process that, you know, an angel's not going to tell us to go fall off a cliff if we journey into the unknown, but, you know, you know, being given such direct guidance, of course, is a big blessing. I mean, we all want to be connected to, more to the divine and all of that, you know. And I, you've done intuitive work for a long time. But it's really more recently, isn't it, that the angels kind of full force started coming at you. So what was that experience like? It was just one day suddenly?
Well, I mean, I have had angels come through, in sessions for clients. Mm-hmm. And I think at times, you know, I have called in for specific guidance. But just recently, and I mentioned 6 weeks ago, it kind of moved to another level. But I would say maybe last year, May timeframe, I really did start to get a whole different type of communication. And just more intense and more, you know, more specific guidance. You know, and as I mentioned, some of the things are hard to understand. And, you know, you might also just get a piece of information, but again, not understand, well, what is this for and what is this about? And, you know, what is my purpose and how does this relate to that? And so I think there's something that comes through that, you know, okay, I have flexibility on this. There's some flexibility because I'm a human. I have free will, right?
Right.
But I think you know what is truly divine guidance and what you truly have to follow and not question at all. So I think it's about having that discernment and really having faith that what's coming through is in your highest good. And that is hard at times, as you know. You know, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we have.
It's hard to have that. Have that faith.
You know, and
it's a good start.
And when I've gotten instructions, like you said, a bit of information, in some cases, you know, go do this, and I'm like, huh, you know, what's that about? And so I did ask the angels. I was like, listen, you know, why aren't you giving me all the details? And I think we have to understand about getting direction like that to do something, you know, because angels help us with a lot of synchronicity, don't they? You know, being in the right place at the wrong time, just like the inspiring stories that I tell. And so, I think that they give us just enough to get us moving in the right direction, and because they really do want our free will, what we want to transpire, but they're just assisting us in whatever our mission is, of course, and then in helping other people. So, but I think there can be kind of a divide between, no, I want to go over here and do this, and angels, no, you're going that way. And I'm like, okay, all right, you know.
No, you move in that direction as they're laughing. Okay, we'll see you shortly.
Well, they do. They are funny, you know.
Go ahead. An important point. I was just going to say that, you know, touching a really important point. They're not here to tell you every single thing you're supposed to do. And it is about giving you a little bit of a nudge, just enough information for you to consciously make the decision. So I think that's an important part of what you just said, because I call this a co-creation. We are co-creating. And to receive every bit of information without actually creating some of it on your own, I think is what people might think that happens, but it is truly co-creation. I really know that now, just in the last 6 to 8 weeks. I'm very clear on that.
Well, you know, part of the process too, and this is something I definitely wanted to discuss, because it's happened on my journey as well. You know, there are a lot of people really experiencing mental or, you know, health-related crises right now. You know, I kind of believe it's due to the extreme difference between, you know, all these influx of energies that are coming in, and, of course, the things we kind of carry around with us, fears, trauma, things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so suddenly you've got all of this very high vibrational energy coming in. You know, it initiates very beautifully, I think, a kind of a healing process that needs to occur. And it was explained to me like that I, you know, whatever old energy needed to leave, couldn't be held anymore, having that kind of energy coming through me. So, I think sometimes people reach a particular point in their path, or there seems to be a crucial point everyone reaches, where the divine, you know, in our life now sort of tries to move into that space as the primary consciousness, right, where we're having, where a spiritual being having a human experience rather than, you know, the other way around. And I think that if we haven't dealt with those old issues, pain, emotions we haven't expressed, it can manifest as, you know, mental health issues, terminal health issues even. I mean, what are your thoughts about, you know, or what, how might you, if you were talking to a group of people, better prepare them for these kinds of, what I call it, it's called a spiritual emergency. Emergent, but it becomes kind of something you got to deal with right now, so it's an emergency.
Emergency, right? See the emergent. I have been aware of this happening, and I did receive insight last year that this would actually be happening much more this year. So I was aware, moving into 2012, that there would start to be what I'll call a divide between people that are not willing to look at trauma and grief and, you know, core beliefs and everything else that might hold somebody back, and those that are willing to step into a higher frequency. And I think what's important right now is that the energy is available for everybody to, I think, more easily clear some of this old trauma. I think it's easier now than ever before because the frequency of the energy coming in is higher. And what happens, as you know, when you bring in a higher frequency, it wants to force out the lower frequency energy, which are usually anger and fear and hate and, you know, all the other vibrations that that are in the lower range. So I think it's so important just to allow this process to happen. Obviously, you know, there's many people who facilitate healing work, like you and I, and and assist people in really rewriting those beliefs that they have and helping them really shift the awareness around trauma. So I think it's so important.
You know, and I think you kind of, you touched on something too, you know, when I'm trying to explain this process, especially for listeners out there, you know, being clear about the fact that, you know, as this divine energy is coming in, like you said, the other stuff kind of moves out. And that's actually an energetic process called an, you know, entrainment. So in a living system, which we have all these different energies in a human system, higher frequency energies, all systems try to raise up to that, that clearer or higher frequency. And so, yeah, so really we're getting all this divine influx, and it's creating, like you said, opportunities to be with that process, to let go of things, to cry your eyes out if you didn't 10 years ago when somebody upset you, you know, all of these things. And so I think, you know, so it's a natural process that we're going through, but it doesn't seem like it. And because it is a release, and I'm sure you have thoughts on this too, you know, because it is a release at a very, you know, deep level, and it's kind of like we have to get to the other side, we have to, you know, get to the other side of the river, we have to get to, you know, we got to go through the river and get to the other side of it. And so, you know, it can be kind of overwhelming for people because all of a sudden, right, it happens kind of spontaneously. So here I am, I think I got it all figured out, which how many times has that happened to you and I, Val? Too many to count. You know, we're running around thinking we got everything figured out, and then all of a sudden we're, you know, we're a pile of goo, and we're upset with our mom or something, some old thing. And and I'd love for you to speak about kind of retracing or, you know, I hear it from clients a lot. I'm sure you do too. I thought I was over that.
Yeah, I just said that. I thought I was over, you know.
No, but it's like a spiral, though. You know, we go deeper. We go deeper and deeper.
Yes, I think that, that's exactly it, because we only will get what we can handle in a given time. And what I've noticed is there is a divine timing to when things come up. And when they're ready to be released is when they appear. And so only through experience and only through moving through things and asking for guidance or asking for assistance, you know, and really wanting to look at what is this holding me back. I think that is when these issues come up and they're ready to go. And I think it's easier, you know, as you might see with clients, when someone attaches so much and there's so much involved in a specific situation, it's that attachment, I think, that we get stuck in or looped in. So it's so important just to walk through life and have this open heart and open, open mind, really. And allowing is really a word that keeps coming through to me, because when you allow something to really fall away, it's much different visually and energetically than trying to rip something off you.
So, yeah.
Right?
Well, and clients hear me talk about this a lot too, is, you know, ultimately you hear me talk a lot about self-care, you know, being in the moment, all these things which contribute to being able, like you said, to allow a process that's ready. But I think that where we get kind of looped is getting this loop is when we don't accept what's going on. We don't accept that is just where we're at. It's okay. We're just, that's where we're at that moment. And so, you know, and I think that acceptance is pretty important, at least for staying in the present moment.
Yeah, I said those words today. It's so important to accept a situation exactly as it is. You don't have to agree with it, but once you accept it, right? Once you're open and once the acceptance occurs, it actually allows you to shift the situation. So it is a process that a lot of people will push away. And as you know, and this is, you know, maybe in a law of attraction, whatever you resist, it persists. It really doesn't help you. It just makes it more pronounced and even more of an issue, perhaps, than it might be. You know, and I go through this myself. I think as we ask for more, we say, okay, I'm ready to shift, you know, this next level, whatever's left. And for me, it's so important to really get to the bottom of anything, because it'll just allow me to move into this realm much easier and be able to facilitate clients much easier. So those of us that are in this facilitator role helping others, it's so important for us to keep clear and you know, step into that. So,
well, we got to practice what we preach, right?
Yeah, it's sometimes harder, you know. It's sometimes, right? I mean, it's
right.
Kind of challenging, I think, for people who are leading the way, I'll say.
Absolutely.
Stepping into their true power. And I just want to, you know, say I think that it is important for everyone to step into their power, and it's the true power, authentic power. And I think that it's easier now than ever before. And, you know, this world needs, we need more messengers of peace. Everybody needs to be a messenger in that way, and I think that's a message that I received earlier from Archangel Gabriel. It's
well,
really,
that is,
everyone has to embody peace, what that means.
Well, I think that's a beautiful way to kind of, the time goes by so quickly, dear, but
I
just
know.
Wonderful information.
For hours.
Absolutely, but hopefully it's been helpful to everybody out there. And you do have a practice of your own where you help clients, so how can people reach you?
I do. The best place to visit my website, which is just my full name, LaurieElster.com.
And the
you can reach
link
me
for that's
email.
On our show. Yeah, the link for
that's
on our show.
Yeah, so email or phone me, or I'm on Facebook, and so chat me up on Facebook. So I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Val. You can either hang online.
Welcome.
I think I have a caller in the queue. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, CJ.
Much love, dear. Well, I do have time real quick for a caller here, so I'd like to welcome Sharon. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi, CJ. It's Sharon Hustritz.
Sharon! How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. I love the show, and I'm just happy to get through to you.
Well, what can I help you with this evening?
Well, let's see. I I just started a new job, and just this week, so I'm feeling wonderful about it, and I'm any information or messages for me around my job. I feel it might be a traditional job, but a wonderful experience. I'm already sensing that, and so that's really important right now in my life. And then I'm sure, like everybody else out there, love and relationships is a hot topic always. So
always. Well, Sharon, congratulations on this wonderful job. You're right. I see you going up and up and up. And the angels say it is definitely a transition stepping stone to where you're going to be. It feels like sometime next year. But I really, really think that this is an opportunity, and you should feel good because it just feels real balanced, engaging for you, you know, moving into a space of empowerment. I mean, just all kinds of things associated with this job. So you need to think big about it, and you need to just keep broadening that out so that you can meet that next opportunity, you know, that comes. But I'm real thrilled that things are moving in that direction for you. It's all very positive. Very rewarding. Just you name it. How exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Thank you. That's good.
And, you know, the angels have a couple little messages for you. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you can get a little excited and ahead of yourself. Mm-hmm. So they just want you to just try to be in the present moment as much as possible so you don't miss some of those. They say there's subtle lessons in your new job, too, things that you'll learn
mm-hmm.
that you may not even be expecting.
So they
just want you to be mindful of that, walking in each day as a fresh day and kind of seeing where all of those activities kind of take you. But it's very positive, very good for you.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And did you have a specific relationship question? We got a couple minutes here, so I can answer that for you.
I'm in a relationship and just was wondering what's in store. If that's basically.
Okay.
Are there any messages out for me?
Okay. Well, you know, this year's going to be a pretty crucial time for good communication for the two of you. And being able to take some time and all of that. I feel like kind of you guys are moving a couple different directions at the moment in some ways, you know. But I see you kind of, you know how relationships kind of naturally ebb and flow, right? You know, you're very... I always say it's kind of like a windy road, you know, and when people kind of come closer together and so on. But just make sure you're taking time for, you know, for each other this upcoming year. But, you know, the biggest message is just making sure that there's balance between personal time and all of these other endeavors that you're kicking off. So.
Okay, that sounds all good.
It is. Well, wonderful. So thanks for calling. It was nice to hear from you.
Very welcome. Thank you so much for that insight. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, that was wonderful to hear from Sharon this evening and the topics of our discussion. You know, I think that what we need to all realize is that, you know, there is a process occurring that's much larger than we are. Or at least that's how we see ourselves. So we need to know that we're an integral part of that process of changing this world from the inside out, from inside ourselves, to release and, you know, heal those things that we need to. And, you know, this week's angel message, too, you know, really talking about affirming ourselves more, you know, and I know they want you to do the practice of saying an affirmation in the mirror, but I'll tell you what, I've used this one before, especially when I was at a point in time where I had some pretty low self-esteem, so please try that. Okay. Well, next week I will be inviting Laverne Stewart. A show's called Angels in the Afterlife about her new book. And that's about all the time we have this evening, everyone. Fun as always, you've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. And until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care and many blessings for the coming week.